A comprehensive start to your European campaign for this season. 43-21 winners over Stade Francais. Must be impressed with the play today.
Yeah, I thought the first half particularly I thought was outstanding. I thought the intensity of our play, both sides of the ball, I thought was terrific. Attacked well with purpose with the ball, and I was particularly pleased with the way we defended and forced errors from the opposition. They're a good side. Probably stood off them a little bit after about 10 minutes into the second half and gave them a little bit more space, and they showed what a quality team they can be if that happens. But we managed to arrest the initiative back by the end, and you know, I think 43, whatever it was, 21 was a fair reflection of the game, frankly.
Do you have any concerns that the start of the second half, you do seem to have a dip, even though you can pull it back towards the end?
What do you think consistently we do? I'm not sure that I necessarily can try to think that is a recurring theme. I mean, we went out against Wasps in a game that we weren't very good and absolutely dominated for 20 minutes without putting something on the scoreboard. And I thought Northampton last week, we were pretty at it the start of the second half as well. So tonight as well, frankly, first 10 minutes of the second half, we were the dominant side again and had some great passages of play and just forced the last pass, trying to almost became offload City, trying to score try of the season competition going on. But certainly, yeah, it got a little bit scrappy in the middle of the second half. And you know, but look, they're a good side. They've got a load of international players. They're not going to lie down, and we're not going to find a situation where you seamlessly brush aside a team of that quality for the whole 80 minutes, and they were always going to come back into it. Penalty count, for whatever reason, I know it was 9-0 until we got that penalty about 2 minutes to go against us, and if you've got a penalty count of 9-0 against you, it's pretty difficult to build up too much pressure.
Now, when we spoke at the weekend, and we were discussing about the possible detrimental effect of a short turnaround, yet the guys came out today and played their hearts out.
Yeah, I know, I was never really worried about that, I have to say. Same for Stade Francais, they played on Saturday as well, 5-day turnaround. If anything, they were on the road tonight, so harder for them, really, coming over here on a Thursday night. Probably involved a long day in a hotel somewhere for them as well. So that wasn't causing me any form of concern, really. For me, we knew that if we weren't right on things, they were good enough to cause us all sorts of problems. And I think the evidence was there to suggest that. And not fortunately, pleasingly, we were right up for it and on it. And we were determined to back the performance up. You know, there's been a few people saying win one, lose one. So it was important for us to back that up. And we'll have to try and do that again next week as well.
Again, superb performances today by, well, a whole host of the team. They seem to be playing very much united.
I think they are. I don't think, in fact, I know it. And, you know, I mean, I can't stop people saying what they want to say. But for me, the bottom line is that they are working hard as a team. They're training hard. We've had a lot of injury issues over the course of several weeks now. Nobody's batted an eyelid. The guys have got on with it and dealt with it. And we even had a pull out tonight again. I don't know how many games running that's been. Unfortunately, Alofa was ill just before the game. He started to feel dreadful and had a running a temperature. So we had to change the team around there again. But it's a good sign if you can seamlessly move people in without it having too much of an impact. But I think it's three home games in a row now. We've had to change in the last, you know, last knockings, which is disappointing in one way, but it shows the resilience of the group.
Just having a quick look at some of the injuries tonight. Merrick obviously carted off from the pitch. Do you have an update on his situation?
No, I just know he's gone to hospital and he's got a shoulder injury. They didn't clear his neck, which is why he was taken off the field the way he was. Just wish him a speedy recovery. We'll hear a little bit later on tonight, no doubt, about the extent of the damage, and you just got to hope that it's not too bad. Here's a guy who's been starting to play some terrific rugby over the last few weeks, and yeah, we just wish him well, and hopefully there's not too much to recover from. Hopefully it was precautionary, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, congratulations on a superb victory. Maximum points on the first game in Europe.
Yep, thanks very much. We'll move on to next week. Thank you.